Grace and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our words for consideration this morning are from Paul's letter to the Ephesians in chapter 6, verses 14 through 17. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. These are God's words. Dear people of God in Christ, I think generally we would say it's good to have a feeling of confidence. If you have a test coming up, you'd really like to be confident that you're going to be able to answer the questions on that test correctly. If you're in sports, confidence might make the difference between making the goal or shooting that winning basket or not. If you have a solo, like we heard today, or maybe a band instrument, and you get to play something in front of a large crowd, and you're thinking, oh, give me confidence, Lord, that I can do this with my best. Confidence is good, as long as that confidence is based in reality and in truth. In a battle, I think of teenage David standing against that seasoned warrior, Goliath. Both entered the battle with confidence, but only one won. Goliath had confidence in his strength, in his gods, but he lost and died. David won, trusting that God would provide and protect him just as he had in the past. To be certain of our future, Ev, is our theme today. Have confidence in Christ. It's difficult to always have confidence in Christ because we're facing our worst enemy. In the hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, Luther described the devil this way: deep guile, great might, dread arms in fight, on earth is not his equal. Jesus called the devil a murderer and a liar. And he's the one who's attacking us, tempting us to neglect hearing God's word or to replace that word with false hopes or to doubt it. How can we fight the devil's powerful attacks? Well, we're going to seek God's help with humility. St. Paul warned, if you think you're standing firm, be careful so that you do not fall. And to fall means to turn to evil. Instead of opposing evil, you find you're part of it. That's exactly what happened to the Apostle Peter when he ended up denying Jesus, even knowing Jesus. What will we do if we have fallen into evil? The Bible encourages us, let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. In other words, repent. Turn away from those sins so that the devil does not get a foothold in your life and seek to control you even more. We turn away from false confidence and we seek Christ for our certainty. For secondly, we remember that Christ has already won. The devil used all kinds of schemes, all kinds of people to tempt Jesus, to turn him away from his work, yet Jesus never sinned. He even led people to have Jesus nailed to the cross, hoping that maybe then the Lord would just say, I've had enough. I'm not going to finish this. But we know that Jesus endured the suffering and even death as our Savior. And then rising from the death, he assures us of his victory over the power of sin, death, and the devil for us as our Savior. It is certain. Now, God, of course, has given us his word to give us that confidence in Christ. That's where our text today stands out so well. Again, Paul wrote, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, to put on the breastplate of righteousness, shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So first of all, he mentions the belt of truth. The devil wants to deceive us, lead us into false belief. And today there's many people who are being deceived, who say there is no objective truth, there is no certain right or wrong. But Jesus said that God's word is truth. And he said of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is a certain truth. We also need the breastplate of righteousness or holiness, because we have no holiness on our own. The devil tempts us to think that we can be good enough for God, but we need to keep hearing that it is only the sacrifice of the perfect Son of God that can restore our life with God, and that in Christ alone we are holy in God's sight. Why do we need the sandals of the gospel of peace as we walk through life? Well, I remember once that Peter went for a walk on the Sea of Galilee. What kept him up? Was it some special shoes he had, you know, very buoyant? No, not at all. It was the command of Christ, come! And suddenly Peter found that that water he was walking on was as solid as a rock. Until he doubted the power of Jesus' words. And there are times, too, as we walk through life where we fall short, where we fail to accomplish what we should for our God. But the good news is that our Savior has not failed us. What should we say to a Christian if we know that they're soon going to die? I've recently had the opportunity to share the gospel with a woman who was dying. And of course, I said, we're all sinners. We deserve to die. Despite our sins, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Yes, one day our bodies will die. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. Because I live, you also shall live. These are the promises of the gospel of peace, and they will give us confidence even when facing death. Next is the shield of faith. And it's not describing our personal faith, like we have to look at this personal faith to be shielded. It's the faith, in other words, the teachings that God has given us. Jude tells us to contend for the faith, that is, the teachings that God has given in his word. And Jesus reminds us, if you hold to my teaching, you are really or truly my disciples, and that truth will set you free. When we believe in God's promises, the Holy Spirit will bless our faith in Christ and give us true confidence. And then there's the helmet of salvation. Yes, the devil's constantly trying to get into our heads to get us to doubt God's power to save us. But God's word makes us certain of the past. Jesus has accomplished everything we need for our salvation to make us certain of the future. That he has prepared everything we need for eternal life. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And this brings us to the last of the armor of God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Martin Luther wrote in his hymn, one little word can fell him, can blow the devil away. What is that one word? I don't know if anybody said read up and found out if Luther had a certain word he had in mind when he wrote that hymn, but I think I could come up with a few. A word like Jesus. Just the name Jesus. There is no other name by which we can be saved. The word justified. The devil's constantly accusing us of our sin, but God has declared us innocent in his sight. through Jesus our Savior, or the word grace. By grace you have been saved through faith. It is a gift of God, not of works, so that we don't boast. Yes, all of these things, whatever that word was that Luther had in mind, we know it's God's word, and it is certain. As long as we live in this world, the devil's going to try to have us base our confidence in our own accomplishments or in empty promises. But God's word alone helps us focus on Christ. He's already defeated the devil, and when we base our confidence in him, we can be absolutely certain of his blessing now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are constantly under attack from the devil and evil in the world. Give us wisdom to see the danger to our faith, and give us strength through your word and sacraments to withstand the temptation through Christ our Savior. Amen.